Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about our patience muscle, about the abilities that we have and that some of us have sadly lost that help us to deal with a life that may go too slow for our liking and help us to deal with a life that doesn't always go our way. As our reliance upon technology has increased, and as the technologies have become the center of our world, they've become faster, we are privy to more information quicker than we ever have been before. We are able to access movies, information, TV, books, music, everything electronically and at the click of fingers, at the use of tablets, and we are able to have things shipped to our doors to drive through and get meals. And all of this has actually meant, for the limited good that it has created, it's also meant that I think across the board our patience muscle, our ability to deal with life in the slow lane has actually decreased quite a lot. Ironically, for a lot of us, this can actually mean increased stress and increased difficulty. So we're going to look this week at what some of the impact of this increased stress is and just what you might be able to do to rebuild your patience muscle, to accept life on life's terms again. And that's the first point. One of the most effective ways to bolster ourselves against difficulties in life and create resilience is actually to accept that the world doesn't always share our own timetable. The world doesn't always reflect how we would like things to be, that sometimes things don't go our way, sometimes things go wrong. By having some acceptance of this fact, we actually take out the sense of unfairness. And that's what something that makes sitting with ourselves in a difficult situation so much more complicated and difficult when we think that it's really, really unfair. So our resilience as a result of that grows. The next thing you can do whenever you are faced with a potentially stressful or a situation that is going to put pressure on your patience muscle is actually reflect on previous situations where your patience muscle was stretched and on your ability to cope. And importantly, you know, a bit of reassurance that things actually turned out okay. And in particular, look for those examples where things did turn out okay. Next thing is to perspectivize a little bit. Actually consider and see if you can take a snapshot of yourself in time and see yourself in the situation that you're in and then ask yourself, hey, does this actually matter as much as I think it does, as much as I'm actually allowing it to? A great many people can come to grief when we inadvertently magnify the importance of time and of convenience in our lives. And whenever we do that, of course, the time feels like it goes so much longer and slower, in which case we get more and more distressed and we don't win. So some really creative things to consider is then filling the gap. Ask yourself, is there something I can actually do? Does this time lag actually represent me a hidden opportunity? And some of the things that I personally like to do whenever I have a spare 15 or 20 minutes because something hasn't gone according to the way that it was intended is to listen to some music. It's a rare opportunity to do something that I really, really enjoy and that I frequently don't get time to do. So does this actually offer a hidden opportunity? And this is all ways that we can actually navigate a world which doesn't function according to our timetable, build our patience muscle, and actually increase our distress tolerance, because we are going to encounter things that don't go our way, and we could all learn a little bit more about how to live in the slow lane. The last tip would be to just breathe. It's the most simple of human necessities, but it is the most enjoyable. And anytime we can just focus on our breathing, do some nice slow breathing in any stressful situation, the stress and tension actually decrease. And our ability to deal with the situation with a calm, level head and not let it phase us and allow us to get on to the next thing and live the life that we want increases dramatically. So this week's mind game is a question. In a world where convenience is king, where things are faster, more information is at our fingertips than ever before, is this always better? Is faster better? And also, what do we lose in this fast-paced world? Face an inconvenient truth this week with Mind Games.